everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and today I want to talk about a femdom's hard limits. And I am over at dominationbootcamp.com because I have a special assignment for you. But first, I want to talk about mistress limits, because we do often speak of safety and boundaries for submissives, which is very, very important. I don't think there's enough emphasis, though, on femdom hard limits and respecting your dominance boundaries. And this is something that needs to be talked about. And it's something that crosses over to the vanilla world. You can apply this at work. You can apply this with your family. You can apply this anywhere, really. And failing to respect boundaries leads to distress. Leads to a lot of stress. It leads to misunderstandings. It leads to hurt feelings. So with that in mind, I'm going to go over some of my own hard limits and femdom pet peeves, if you will, as a dominant woman. Now, this has happened to me before. The ability to follow directions is hugely important. However, I want to talk about listening, because yes, offense, when I'm talking about something, shut the fuck up and listen. I'm just going to be blunt. If you ask me a question, close your mouth, be silent, and allow me to answer the question before you start talking over me. Being dismissive and cutting people off or interrupting people when they're talking is a hard limit for me. I don't really give a shit if you think that what you have to say or your opinion is more important or important enough to interrupt me, because it's not. It's not important. When I'm talking, I need you to listen. And it's important because I need to know that what I'm saying to you is being heard and it's being processed. I need to know that when you ask me a question, you're going to give me time to properly answer that before you ask your next question or go into whatever you want to talk about. Being understood comes directly after that. As a lot of times, if a person isn't really listening to you, like if they're just being quiet and like waiting for their turn to speak, they are not listening and they damn sure don't understand. So understanding is a big one. I need to know that whatever I say to you, you're listening and you understand, because I know sometimes you guys think with your penises and you're not really paying attention to what a person is saying because you're horny, which is why some of you are in fucking chastity for that goddamn reason. So the very next thing that I'd like to talk about is you being informative and telling me what I need to know. Because I'm going to keep it 100% real with you. It's extremely frustrating when someone says that they have no limits. You go into the scene and they stop you every few seconds to say, oh no, I don't want that. Oh no, I don't want this. Oh, I don't really like that. However, you just told me when the call started, oh, I have no limits. I'm into everything. So what I need to remind you is that a femdom is dominant because she enjoys being in control, not because she's a fucking psychic. So if you're claiming to be a go-with-the-flow type and you continuously interrupt me, I have every right to redirect you to someone who might be better suited for you than I am. Because in this day and age of internet and information at your fingertips, there's no reason why a mistress should have to guess, or why you need to stop and interrupt her every 5 seconds when you can just verbalize what it is that you want from me, what type of experience you're looking for, what type of scene you're looking for. There's no reason in the world. The information is out there. Google is out there. Use Bing if you don't like Google. If you have limits, and this is the most important thing, if you have limits, and you fail to tell me what those limits are, or you fail to give me information that is required for your safety, if you endanger yourself because you didn't speak up and tell me what it is exactly that your limits are or what I need to know for your safety, I will refuse you service, plain and simple. So here is where you come in, and this is what I expect of you before you call me. Your homework is to get a pen and pencil, get a notepad, and I want you to write down your top 10 kinks. If you don't have 10, just write as many as come to mind. If you have more than 10, write all of them down. Write every kink you can think of, write it down on with the pen and paper. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to write down a list of all your hard limits. If you don't know what your hard limits are, if you don't know what your limits are, research the kinks from your top 10 list. Hello! Research them and figure that out. Just go through your list and say, oh, I have boot fetish. Research boot fetishes. Research leather. Find out if there's anything about your particular fetish that you might be uncomfortable with or would be a hard limit for you. Research. Bleh, I'm tongue-tied. I'm going to leave that in there. Research. So, when you have compiled all the pertinent information and the very necessary information, pick the phone up and call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Brayton. And then when we get on the phone together, you're going to share your list with me. And then afterwards, we're going to have some fun because that's how that works. So go forth and get that list ready, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.